to visit Brussels in a Lancaster bomber. City
Talk 105.9. Joining me on the line is Robbie from the organisation Plain Stupid. Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Keeping well?
Yeah.
Now, listen, last time we had you on the show, which was a good, four months ago, when some of your mates were on the roof of, the Palace of Westminster, the Houses of Parliament, making a protest, correct?
Yeah, back in March.
Do you think the protest went down well?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, a year and a half ago, the government thought that it was the third runway at Heathrow was a done deal.
Yeah.
And now, not just from that protest, loads of other stuff going on against the third runway, and now it's looking less and less likely that that third runway is going to get approved. So
a positive outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to call the shots now, but, you know, we'll see in November when Ruth Kelly makes her decision, and hopefully she'll make the right one.
And just outline for people listening to this show who weren't listening back in March, because we're finding, as this is a new radio station, more and more people are tuning in. I mean, obviously, we went through in detail in March what you guys believe in. That's the organisation Plain Stupid. But for those who aren't too aware, just give us some background on some of the key objectives.
Well, Plain Stupid is a direct action network looking at aviation's contribution to climate change. Currently, aviation is the fastest growing source of greenhouse gases.
Mm-hmm.
So we take non-violent direct action against airport expansion. And, you know, in the immediate future, we'd like to see, more sustainable transport alternatives such as trains and an end to, you know, domestic and short-haul aviation, which can be done by training, and enter all airport expansion like new runways at Heathrow and increasing passenger numbers, etc.
So as an environmental campaigning group, a direct action group, which is peaceful as well, because you made that point, you guys are basically saying, look, the plane in this day and age, 21st century, is one of the main contributing factors to damaging the planet, correct?
Yeah, for your personal carbon footprint, if you calculate it you factor in your flight, you'll see that flight will take up a massive chunk of your carbon footprint for the year, and it only takes a couple of hours usually.
Right. Okay. So using the plane, is there any good reason to use an aeroplane now?
Well, there's, you know, at the moment we haven't got the alternatives to aviation set up. So, you know, people need medical supplies in emergencies, there's lots of times when we do sure. need to fly stuff, but flying, there's 38 flights a day between Manchester and the London hubs. I think you could say they were unnecessary.
All right. So just put it into context, really, really for me today, and so people listening get a clear picture as well. Using planes maybe to get around the United Kingdom, you know, going from from Stansted to Liverpool, you're saying, well, actually, you guys should use a train instead because that has less of an environmental impact, correct?
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, domestic flights are the first that we need to reevaluate. To stop.
All right, so domestic flights, a little bit unnecessary, don't need them because there are plenty of good alternatives, namely the train, I'm guessing.
Well, and also, you know, within Europe, 45% of all flights are 500 kilometres or less.
Yeah.
You know, that's the distance between London and the Scottish border. So,
right.
You know, we've got good train links now. Now, the prices are wrong. I totally, can see that needs to change. The train prices need to become much cheaper and you know, to give people the right incentives to take sustainable transport.
Just out of interest, where are you getting your statistics from? On this 45% figure?
That was from an Aviation Environment Federation report back in I couldn't say off the top of my head. I'd have to check my emails. But
all right. And also, I mean, so we talked about using the planes domestically in this country. There's no real reason why people should be doing that. What about people who go abroad and fly, you know, we've got an airport here on the outskirts of Liverpool, John Lennon Airport in the south of the city, a place called Speke. You know, people go there, they hop on a 737 and they might go to Malaga or Benidorm or whatever for a cheap 7-day holiday. And are we saying that those kind of flights, we should look at those and think, well, actually, do you need to go on holiday abroad? Why not go to Blackpool instead?
Well, I'm not saying go to Blackpool specifically, but firstly, we need more holidays. You know, we don't have enough holidays in this country.
Yeah.
You know, and with more holidays, we could, you know, start to go to these places because obviously they take a bit more time to travel there by train.
Mm.
I'm not saying we shouldn't go to, you know, nice places around Europe, but let's not trash the planet whilst we're doing it. Let's take the train or the coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, that will take more time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we also need more holidays, as you know, at work we don't get, you know, France has loads more holidays than us. You know, we work too hard. I'm saying we need to ask ourselves, do I need to take this flight?
Yeah.
Is it really necessary? Is there a sustainable alternative available?
What I'm trying to nail down this morning is kind of people's contribution, if you like, to saving the planet or to helping out the environment, whatever term you want to use. I'm trying to almost build a picture of what makes a true environmentalist. So I'm just kind of saying it's pretty safe to say that if you're someone who cares about the planet and you want to make a difference, you know, so far this morning, Robert, you and I have covered the fact that, you know, domestic flights, well, actually a little bit unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary.
Maybe make a positive contribution by saying I'm not going to go on holiday outside of the UK. Maybe next year I'm going to do something within the country. Well, what else should a true environmentalist do?
Okay, well, firstly, you can go on holiday outside.
Right.
Outside the UK,
but maybe use a boat.
But yeah, you know, well, firstly, we need to move away from this idea of this separation, this sort of personalisation of an environmentalist, you know. The global warming is going to affect us all. It's not just environmentalists that are going to be affected by
it. But there is a personalisation of it, isn't there? Because by default, the fact that you're representing an organisation called Plain Stupid, you are a representation. You are an environmentalist.
True, yeah. No, we I will take that point. There's two strands of what you can do. You know, there's the lifestyle changes, the personal things you can do. Mm. And actually, at the moment, you know, a lot of these aren't financially a lot of these choices aren't financially available to people. You know, eating organically, taking a train because using up more of your holiday.
And that comes back to your money thing as well, because you made the point about train travel. It is expensive. It is actually the same to a point with organic food, isn't it? You go down the supermarket, if people are going to use them, the organic food always costs more than, if you like, the normal food. So surely I agree with you on this. The price side needs to be addressed, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this brings back to the second strand of it, actually looking at structural developments coming down from, you know, the government and, you know, big business decisions that lock us into a carbon economy, which we can't get ourselves out of. For example, the government wants to build new coal-fired power stations, which will mean that our electricity, whether we like it or not, will come from, you know, dirty coal, and that will lock us into more carbon emissions. So there's the personal lifestyle changes, but more importantly, we need to be looking at, you know, we need to make sure that we're not locking ourselves into more carbon emissions with, you know, airport expansion and new coal-fired power stations and that sort of stuff. So there's the structural misdevelopments that we need to avoid.
Okay, and I'm guessing then if you're a true environmentalist, you know, when it comes to political stuff, and, you know, we're kind of edging on the side of politics here a little bit, you can also, if you're a true environmentalist, maybe your vote for a political party who is sensitive to the impact certain activities will have on the environment.
Yeah, well, voting for a political party is one option. But personally, I think we should be, you know, looking to take action ourselves and not just devolving all our power to elected representatives and saying, hey, Mr. Politician, you make all my decisions for me and I'll just carry on living. You know, we need to take responsibility for our own lives and for, you know, the way we're going. Climate change is political. It's no longer a science issue. It's definitely, you know, the science is established that took 10, 15 years longer than it should have done. Mm. But that's established. It's now a political and a cultural and a psychological issue.
Okay. We take responsibility for our own actions because we care about the environment. What things should people be doing as a true environmentalist?
Well, I think you should be looking in your local area and looking at, you know, there's two big issues that come to mind immediately is coal and aviation. The government wants to build 8 new coal-fired power stations around the UK, which, as I said, will lock us into future carbon emissions. Mm. First one's down in Kingsnorth. So you could look for a start at your own carbon footprint and try and cut that down as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then you can meet up with other people, you know, and start looking around your neighbourhood and saying, well, why are they building this new road or this new, you know, this new piece of infrastructure when there's a sustainable alternative available? Mm. And sort of taking an active interest and responsibility for the world around you is what we all need to do, you know, be doing.
And we can recycle, and as you and I have talked about before, you know, we can afford it, we can make lifestyle choices about using organic food, maybe using a train, less than a plane. What about loo paper?
Yeah, what about loo paper? We all need it.
Well, this is where I struggle, you see, because we don't all need it. If you're surely a true environmentalist, you don't use loo paper to wipe your bottom.
No, I think that's a ridiculous thing to say. You know,
well, why is it a ridiculous thing to say?
You can get recycled loo paper for a start.
Yeah, well, that still contributes to a carbon footprint because the recycled loo paper has to be delivered to the supermarket using a truck.
Well, this is
why not use a cloth?
You could do. Yeah, that's a personal choice you want to make. I'm not going to get...
Well, it's a question worth exploring, because surely if you are a true environmentalist, you would use a cloth to wipe your bottom. It's very simple. You wipe your bottom using a cloth, you wash it, you use it again. If you've got an extended family, you have a very big piece of cloth, and various parts of that cloth are used by different members of your family, your sons, your daughters, or whatever. Why? Why not use a cloth? If you use loo paper, surely you're not caring too much about the planet.
Okay, well... If you want to trial that out, then why haven't you trialed it out? What I would say is that... Why haven't I trialed it out?
You care about the planet. You sit on the roof of the House of Commons, which is all very good and laudable, and that's great. Why are you still using loo paper? Why not use a cloth? Make a positive contribution to saving the planet.
Because, firstly, that is a minimal contribution.
How?
Because, it's tiny. If everyone in this country used a cloth to wipe their bottoms
and not recycled loo paper... Well, you may laugh, but you're the one who's part of a lobby group, not me. If everyone used a cloth, mate... It would have a massive contribution, surely. Well, why not?
Come back to me with some science that loo paper...
Well, it stands to reason.
Sorry?
It stands to reason. You don't need science. It's common sense. This is where you lot get it all wrong. Let's remove the statistics from it, okay? It's common sense, all right? If people used a cloth to wipe their bottoms, all right, and used that cloth, and then they washed it, and they cleaned it, and used it again and again and again, and therefore no one was using loo paper, it stands to reason that would have a positive contribution to the environment. For the simple fact, people wouldn't be buying loo paper, that stuff would not be delivered to the supermarkets, the trucks wouldn't be on the road, wouldn't be belching out fumes, wouldn't be using petrol, wouldn't be clogging up the environment, causing traffic jams, causing other vehicles to pollute the planet. Mate, it stands to reason. So if you're a true environmentalist, Robbie, you should start using a cloth to wipe your bottom.
So because I don't use a cloth to wipe my bottom, we should build new runways.
How does that work?
No, exactly. I'm highlighting the ridiculousness of the argument.
Well, it's not ridiculous. It stands to reason. Well, what is ridiculous about it?
Saying because it's a minimal contribution, but what it does highlight is that we are all locked into a carbon-intensive economy where we have all our goods and services delivered by fossil fuel trucks and all that stuff. You raise that point. In different cultures, they use bidets and other stuff like that.
Yeah, but in other cultures, they use leaves to wipe their bottoms.
Great, I'm not advocating that. I just don't want to get into this ridiculous conversation about...
Well, it's not a ridiculous conversation. You're only saying it's ridiculous because I'm onto something here, but you will not sacrifice the pleasure of something nice and soft on your backside to save the planet. Therefore, I suggest you're not a true environmentalist. As ever, I've enjoyed our conversation. Many thanks. That's Robbie from Plain Stupid.
Duncan Barks on City Talk 105.9.
He's here until we pull the plug.